You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Earlier this month, the Biden administration announced it's offering to send so-called surge response teams to help stamp out COVID-19 hotspots. Now, they've already sent a team to Colorado and Nevada, where infections and hospitalizations are on the rise. That's happening at the same time that the number of people getting vaccinated daily here in the United States has dropped sharply, in particular in this region. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
It's been a busy morning for Las Vegas Lyft driver Guadalupe Serna. There's a volleyball tournament in town.
We have a lot of concerts. We have already open for conventions.
Not to mention the thousands of tourists flying into Las Vegas every day to gamble.
It's a busy week right now.
But all those tourists are bringing more than just their money with them. Some are also carrying COVID-19, and it's rippling through the state. Nevada currently has one of the highest per capita infection rates in the country, but is at the bottom half of states for vaccination rates. It's a problem that's also facing areas of Colorado and Utah. Serna takes the virus seriously and is wearing a mask, but she also isn't vaccinated. She feels stuck between a rock and a hard place. She's afraid of the virus, but she's also afraid the vaccine might kill her.
I honestly am really scared. Something happens after the vaccine, and that's one of the reasons I'm not vaccinated. That's why I'm not doing it yet.
Health experts say the risk of a COVID infection far outweighs any from getting vaccinated. The new White House surge teams are trying to reach people like Serna by kicking off advertising campaigns, opening more vaccine clinics, and pumping in federal dollars and personnel. It's unclear when a team will begin work in Las Vegas. Brian Labus, a public health professor at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, says the feds face an uphill battle.
But that's really nothing new. We struggle quite a bit with our vaccination rates. Every single year we see the same issues with influenza, and we have not been able to solve it.
Labus says some minority communities' vaccine fears are rooted in historical mistreatment by medical professionals. Other folks think that COVID just isn't that big of a deal.
If the federal government has some ideas that we haven't thought of or some ways to approach things and funding that can help us with that, it's definitely welcome to help us get our vaccination numbers to where we want them to be.
When they hear directly from doctors, that's helped so much.
That's Joconda Arguello-Klein with Las Vegas's local culinary union. It represents about 60,000 frontline workers in Nevada's hospitality industry. Arguello-Klein says they've been trying to combat misinformation about the vaccine and welcomes more help from the federal government. The union hosts virtual town halls featuring doctors debunking myths and answering questions in both English and Spanish.
You know, we have people in their language. They can make their questions and they can say, hey, I have this condition. Do you think I can take it? And they receive the right information. They can make the right choices.
Nevada's Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak has also tried a novel and very Las Vegas way of getting people vaccinated. In June, he launched a raffle giving out nearly 150 cash prizes to folks who get a first dose, but CDC numbers show it hasn't had a huge impact. Back in her car in Las Vegas, Guadalupe Serna says those big bucks won't convince her to get the shot.
It's not tempting enough for my health. I don't want to die. And to say, you know, $1,000 or $10,000 or even $1,000,000 is not going to wake you up if you die.
For Serna, the money just won't help. But maybe a conversation with a doctor will. The Southern Nevada Health District says about 95% of those hospitalized for COVID-19 currently are unvaccinated. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie in Las Vegas, Nevada.
And Nate is joining us live now to talk more about this. Hi, Nate.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. So, Nate, you opened your story with the perspective of a woman. Her name is Guadalupe, and she drives Lyft, as you mentioned. Now, she has not gotten the vaccine. How common is her perspective? I mean, to be both taking the virus seriously with mask wearing, but then also choosing, you know, not to get vaccinated because she's got these fears of side effects.
In Las Vegas, it's actually pretty common. They're really struggling to get minority communities, specifically Black and Latino communities, vaccinated because of a general distrust of medical professionals and of vaccinations in general. I think that early on, those kind of sporadic reports of heart troubles or a couple of people dying after getting the vaccine back in January, if you remember, I think really took hold among some folks, including Guadalupe. And she kind of told me, she's like, I just can't shake that fear.
So health officials, I mean, say the dangers of not getting the vaccine, I mean, are so much greater than actually getting the vaccine, Nate. So what's going on then with the unvaccinated population in Nevada when it does come to not just hospitalizations, but deaths?
In terms of right now, the Delta variant is ripping through Nevada as it is through a lot of other states, including Utah, and it's hammering people who are unvaccinated. A majority of these hospitalizations and deaths, as I said in the story, are happening among folks who are unvaccinated. And so it's just another kind of push that both the Biden administration and Governor Steve Sisolak in Nevada are kind of pushing is you protect yourself from the unknowns of COVID-19 and from potentially dying, you know, this far into the pandemic by becoming vaccinated. Mm.
I want to go back to something that you talked about in your piece and then you mentioned briefly as we've been talking. But this is the concern that minority populations have, because there is a history of mistreatment when it comes to people of color, when it comes to the healthcare system. I mean, they frankly were lied to, and then many people were sterilized when they had no idea this was going on. They never gave consent. So the history there, I think it's understandable as to why certain minority groups would be very hesitant. So how is that playing out across the Mountain West? I mean, not just in Nevada.
Yeah, I think oftentimes we think of the Mountain West as kind of this majority white area, which in a lot of states, by the way, it is. But and so when we think of folks who are not getting vaccinated, we oftentimes think of conservative, evangelical, more rural white folks who are saying no to the vaccine because they don't think COVID's that big of a deal. We've seen this play out across the country in terms of kind of taking a very different approach towards communities who have a general distrust of the vaccine. But it's also, you know, I don't want to make a blanket statement saying, you know, all minority communities are concerned, unduly concerned about the vaccine. Because if we look at indigenous communities and reservations have the highest vaccination rates in the country. Blackfeet Reservation up in Montana, for instance, I believe is 90% vaccinated and was one of the earliest groups to become vaccinated and was actually vaccinating their white neighbors off reservation, having folks come to their hospital and get vaccinated. So, you know, it's obviously a very complicated picture that we're seeing emerge in this weird kind of hazy post-pandemic, but not quite over it time that is 2021.
And, you know, we've heard this time and time again about what trusted medical professionals can do, trusted doctors, and how they can potentially convince people to get the vaccine. I mean, your source from the Las Vegas Culinary Union talked about that. But what are the barriers, though, when it comes to these types of conversations? And let's focus on members of the service industry in particular. So is the Biden administration trying to address this issue as well?
Yeah. So part of the idea of these surge response teams is to kickstart advertising and kind of a reach out. But what we're kind of seeing at the same time is that it's taking a lot of really targeted conversations, right? Getting folks in front of doctors who, can speak to them, folks that they can ask questions to and get answered. So actually, you know, as just kind of an update to this story, the surge response team has arrived. Half of it has arrived in Las Vegas already, about 85 staff members. And they're going to help staff existing vaccine clinics, but they're also going to staff a call center, helping people answer questions about the vaccine and getting them towards clinics. But I think it's going to be a real targeted effort to combat misinformation about the vaccine. And that's going to take, I think, more than just, you know, some billboards. It's going to take targeted town halls like the Culinary Union is doing.
But so before you go, can we talk a little bit about the raffle that's going on in Nevada.
Yeah.
Because it seems like maybe the governor's idea of a cash prize for folks who get a first dose isn't working out that well.
No. And things may change as they start actually calling out the names and people realize, hey, there are folks that are winning a lot of money because they are doing, they're still doing the, right. the raffle and folks are winning money. And so that may change. We have to see how it plays out in the data. You know, this is very recent, but as of his announcement in mid-June, vaccination rates were still stagnant. And as Guadalupe Serna said, you know, no amount of money is going to help kind of assuage my fears of this vaccine. And so again, I think it comes back to, you know, people are smarter than just throwing gobs of money at them. But they're also emotional. We're emotional creatures, and we need to kind of target that and build trust in the vaccine for folks who are afraid to take it. And again, I want to, you know, reiterate that health professionals say, you know, the vaccine is extremely safe and the benefits of vaccine far outweigh the complications from COVID-19.
Right. Nate, thanks for your reporting on this. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Nate Hedgie from the Mountain West News Bureau. You can find more of Nate's reporting on our website. Just head to boisestatepublicradio.org. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.